Hi, I'm Lori Gallardo from KUTX 98.9, and you are listening to Full Service Radio. One of the things that's fun and rewarding is simply being the glorified messenger. I never tell people what to listen to. I simply say, you know what? I really dug this. Check this out. Or, hey, I was curious about this. Here, give it a shot. Hello, I'm Lori Gallardo, and I am a show host and producer at KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. It's a public radio station. Always public. Never go back to commercial. Well, in commercial radio, I think it's a little obvious you hear a lot of advertisement. You know, you don't really get as much music on a commercial station. It's where the big bucks are. Whereas public radio, the station is quite literally supported by the public. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding there. The donations that you make to your public radio station really do help keep it afloat. I know we're not going to be billionaires, but we make quality radio. My dad got me a tape recorder for Christmas when I was a kid. I would tape songs with my recorder from the radio, from my transistor radio. That was my first radio experience. And as I got older and I was going to school, I thought, well, some people actually kind of do this for a living. I also had my favorite DJs. I harassed those poor people like the kid I was. As I got older, I found out more about broadcasting, public broadcasting in particular, when I attended the University of Texas at El Paso, UTEP. And that's where I got my training. It was not an internship. I was actually hired part-time. And talk about discovery. Talk about learning to edit the old school way. It was reel-to-reel with a razor blade and a white China marker. Then I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I do have a voice for this. Let's develop it. I've been working on that ever since. It's not an easy thing, especially if you're doing characters, like for video games or anime, stuff like that. Done them both. You really, especially for action things, you have to learn how to breathe. One time I forgot and I almost made myself pass out. Actually, I did kind of pass out. It was a great fight scene, but wound up on the ground in a crumpled heap. What a great fight, though. But there is training. There is a way to breathe properly, to get the most out of your voice. There are things that you avoid, things that you can do to take care of your voice. There is a lot of work. I inherited the Austin Music Minute. That was not of my creation, but that of Teresa Ferguson, who was there before me. To me, she is a pioneer and a huge influence. It's quite a simple idea. You're promoting a show happening in town. And I think that both Teresa and I put an emphasis on the local bands or local artists because obviously we're showing love for our own. What I've been doing, and I think what all of us at the station have been doing, is really trying our best to expand what we have to present to you as far as including artists, especially women, women of color. Really, that expansion is so important because the audience out there is so broad. If there's one artist I like, there are some other people I find out about through that artist. It is infectious, and I love it. It just leads from one discovery to another. And I tend to be that way. I'm like, well, this is a lovely rabbit hole. I think I'll just keep diving in. And I am pleased to say this is exactly how I get a lot of discoveries happening, sometimes all at once, too. It's very exciting. I am usually on the air Monday through Thursday, 2 to 5 p.m. There are a lot of people on the road. They've got their radios on, or maybe they're even listening online at work. And it's a really great time. When I moved out here, I knew that I didn't have a job, but I knew about the music. We come from an embarrassment of riches, so to speak. We really are wealthy when it comes to the musical talent. There is a reason people were throwing out, oh, it is the live music capital. Take it literally. What makes Austin special, again, is that sense of community. I don't really get the impression of hardcore competitiveness. You see these artists and you see these bands and you see these people in so many different creative fields, and they are there for you. I know that I enjoy being the great communicator. And that fascinates me because I can be an extremely private person. But making things come to life, doing readings, or just simply on my show when I'm being very silly and being a big nerd and talking about my favorite artists and letting my geek flag fly way on high, I don't ever hold back.